Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the 20th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Chaf Mishnah Aleph and Perek Chaf Mishnah Beis. In general, the malachos that are prohibited on Shabbos are prohibited on Yom Tov as well. There's one exception to this rule, and that is that the Torah allows a person to do malachos on Yom Tov for the sake of preparing food, for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. Now, the following Mishnah is going to discuss a machlokas regarding whether this exception is limited to activities directly involved in prayer in preparing food, whether it be shechting an animal, slaughtering it, or actually cooking the animal, and so on, or whether it is even applying to situations and activities that make food preparation possible, such as building a utensil in which you can prepare the food. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss this in the context of hanging a strainer over a container, thereby making a temporary roof over it, which is normally prohibited because that is bona, that is considered to be building. But the question is, can you do that for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, for the purpose of allowing you to ultimately be able to make food? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar says, Tolan esa mishameres b'yom tov, you're allowed to hang a strainer over the mouth of a container on Yom Tov, and although doing this is generally usher on a Midrabanan level because of Bona, it is allowed in the situation according to Rabbi Eliezer, because even malachos performed to make food preparation possible are permitted on Yom Tov. It continues the mission of Vinosin Litzluya B'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer, when the malach is forbidden even for food preparation, there's no Ochel Nefesh, there's no food preparation allowed on Shabbos if you're doing a malacha. But he says that a strainer may not be hung over a container. We may pour wine, though, into a strainer that had already been hung before Shabbos, although straining the wine separates the wine from the sediment. Rabbi Eliezer does not forbid it under the halachas of borer, of separating, since this is not the usual manner of doing borer. This is done bishinoi, which would be allowed in this situation. However, the chachamim tell us that that they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer on both kulas. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, ein tolan es hamishameres b'yom tov, you're not allowed to hang a strainer over a container even on Yom Tov, according to the chachamim. Only malachos that are directly involved in preparing food are allowed to be done on Yom Tov, not simply malachos that are related to making food preparation possible. And the second kula that they disagree with is ve'einos l'tzliya b'Shabbos, and they also say that you're not allowed to pour wine into a hanging strainer on Shabbos. According to them, it is usher on a Torah level to strain wine, either as a told of borer, a subcategory of selecting, or a subcategory of merakit, of sifting, as the Bartanura points out. But regardless, say the Chachamim, you're not allowed to pour this wine into the hanging strainer on Yom Tov. Preparing wine, by straining it, it would be usher, and is therefore not allowed on Shabbos, although it would be allowed on Yom Tov. Continuing now with Perek Chaf, Mishnah Beis. Now, the previous Mishnah just taught us that according to the Chacham, it is usher to strain wine containing any sediments on Shabbos, and now we're going to discuss a bunch of situations, however, where the Chachamim would allow similar types of activity. Says the Mishnah, Nosin Mayim al Gabi Hashemarim Beshvil Sheyitzol, that on Shabbos you're allowed to pour water over wine sediments that were left in a strainer before Shabbos, so that the sediments are drained of any wine that is absorbed in them. That as the water passes through the sediments, it sort of extracts, it removes the wine from them, and the water-wine mixture then drains into the container below. And according to the Chacham, this is not considered an act of borer, of selecting, of sorting, because the water that was poured in was clear and not in need of any straining to begin with. Continuing in the Mishnah, Umisananin, Esayayin, Besudarin, Uvechrifa, Mitzris, and you're allowed to filter a drinkable wine through cloths and through a basket made from palm trees, also in order to eliminate the undesired whitish particles that collect in the wine. And the assumption is that since such wine can be drunk as is, filtering it is not usher on a Torah level, and because of the malach of Bora, however, since most people prefer to filter with the chums of the Nanamindurabanan level, if you're going to do so, you have to do so with a shino, and again, by using a cloth of these palm branch baskets instead of a strainer. That's doing so as part of a shino, which would make it permissible. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'nosten beitza bimisanenes shel chardal, and you're allowed to crack a raw egg into a mustard strain in order to improve the appearance of the mustard seeds that are in the container below, that although the thinner yolk drains through the strainer and drips into the mustard below, while the thicker egg white remains above, cracking the egg into the strainer is not usher, is not forbidden, due to the malacha of borer. Now we're going to continue with one more halacha related to wine. As the Mishnah says, the osin enomelin b'shabbos, and you're allowed to make any amount of enomelin. What's enomelin? So enomelin is a mixture of wine, honey, and pepper. And says the Mishnah, you're allowed to make this on Shabbos. And even though making this this concoction, this beverage, involves a considerable amount of a work and the knowledge and expertise, it is not considered to be excessive tircha and professional work that is generally not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, however, there depends on exactly how much you're making. That b'Shabbos b'kos, says Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos you may only make it in a cup full at a time. B'Yom Tov b'Lagan, on Yom Tov, when you're allowed to be involved in food preparations, you're a little bit more lenient when it comes to those things. You're allowed to make it in a bottle, one bottle full at a time. Uva Moed b'Chavos, but on Chol HaMoed, says Rabbi Yehuda, then you're allowed to, when you're allowed to even do more work on Yom Tov, certainly, then you're even allowed to make it in one barrel at a time. Rabbi Tzadok says, no, that it's not dependent on whether it is Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed. Rather, HaKol Lefi Horch, and according to Rabbi Tzadok, it is all dependent on the number of guests that you are having. That even on Shabbos, you can make as much as is necessary to satisfy the needs of his guests, even more than a barrel full, and even on Chol HaMoed, you may not make more enomelin than necessary, even if it is less than the amount that would be full in a barrel. Have a great day.